It's Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes, let's go. Story number 1, how about this? Woolworths boss Brad Banducci was threatened with jail yesterday over his refusal to divulge the supermarket giant's return on equity in a, you've got to say, a fiery appearance before a Senate hearing.
It was Greens Senator Nick McKim who was spoiling for a brawl up against the outgoing Banducci, and the question was fairly simple. What is Woolies return on equity? Now, that's net income divided by shareholders' equity. It's a pretty standard measure in finance. Banducci's response was that Woolies doesn't focus on that measure, instead preferring to think about return on investment, what it gets back from what it invests. According to media reports, the same question was asked almost 10 times and Banducci kept avoiding it. Eventually, McKim said the committee wasn't interested in the Woolies boss BSing his way through hearings, threatening contempt, including up to 6 months in prison. Banducci eventually relented, kind of, saying he didn't know what the ROE was because Woolies looked at ROI, return on investment, but he would take the question on notice, to which McKim asked how a CEO wouldn't know his company's ROE. Fair point.
Now, Sean, I presume that Mr. Banducci won't actually be going to jail. What is Woolies' return on equity and why all the fuss about this?
Well, Woolies' return on equity is 26%. That's high, about twice the level of the major banks or even more, well above the average return on equity for listed companies. It's a good argument for why the supermarket giants are profiteering. Later in the day, Coles boss Lee Weckert appeared. She said her company's ROE was 31%. In the case of Woolies, it is clearly a figure it does not like to highlight because it gives plenty of ammunition to its detractors. Otherwise, both rejected ideas that Woolies and Coles were land banking. They said they look after their suppliers generally, they pay them in good time, and they also said there's plenty of competition in the supermarket space.
All right, moving on to story number 2 now. Having a look at local markets, Sean, yesterday was among the worst days this year. Most of the gains from so far in 2024 were lost.
By the close, the S&P ASX 200 finished down nearly 2% to just over 7,600 points. Where to start? About 90% of stocks went backwards. That's a very broad sell-off, and most dropped by more than 1%. The reason? Fears that interest rates will stay higher for longer as inflation still needs to be contained. Worries about geopolitical risks, such as the potential for an outbreak of war in the Middle East. A push to more risk-free assets, such as bonds. That also hurt the Aussie dollar, which almost went below 64 US cents yesterday. Also, the market has run really hard this year. Plenty of market watchers reckon that it was time to sell off. No point going through all the stocks. They all went backwards. The banks, the miners, the retailers, the tech stocks, the property groups, etc., etc.
Big, big day. Story number 3, the United States Embassy and consulates in Australia have warned US citizens to remain vigilant if travelling to Australia following the Bondi Junction attack that left 6 victims and the alleged attacker dead.
The alert told travellers to be aware of their surroundings, avoid demonstrations in areas with significant police activity, review their own personal security plan and stay alert. It came as another attack in Sydney took place, this time a 16-year-old with a knife attacked a bishop and parishioners at a Western Sydney church. It was declared a terrorist incident. Police have also launched an investigation into a riot that erupted outside the church after the attack, which injured several police officers and forced paramedics to take shelter for several hours, Michael.
Story number 4, millions of workers could soon have the right to double their annual leave by taking it at half pay as part of a new entitlement under consideration by the workplace umpire.
The Australian Council of Trade Unions and employer groups are close to consensus on introducing the right into industry awards to give staff and firms greater flexibility to allow for paid time off, according to a report in the Financial Review. Unions and employers have agreed that the right to request should rest with the employee rather than the employer. The difference between the two sides is on safeguards, with employers pushing for full discretion to refuse staff requests and unions arguing for refusals to be based on a reasonableness criteria. Now, the Fair Work Act contemplates allowing workers to take annual leave at half pay, few awards actually permitted. This is a step in that direction.
Okay, last one. Story number 5. What do we do with our free time, Sean? Well, the Bureau of Statistics has released data on how different generations occupy their spare time. Interwar, the interwar generation, have the most free time and watch most TV. And Gen Z are the gamers.
Yes, the ABS looked at Gen Zers, Millennials, Gen Xers, Baby Boomers and the interwar generation, that's over 75 years, and ranked them according to time spent in recreation and leisure activities. Now, this was done during COVID. People had plenty of spare time then, I suppose. Millennials spend the least amount of time in recreational activity, while the interwar generation spend the most. Across all generations, males recreated, if that's a word, more than females. When it comes to gaming, Gen Zers are the winners. Not surprisingly, males are much bigger gamers than females. In terms of internet and devices, millennials, Gen Xers and baby boomers are the same. But the older a person is, the more they're likely to read. And Gen Xers are the least sporty. Millennials aren't much better.
There we go. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. If 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed wherever you listen to podcasts. Head along to fearandgreed.com.au as well and sign up for our weekly newsletter entirely free. Just pop your email address in and you'll get it every Wednesday mid-morning. And also every Wednesday, there is a new episode of our sister podcast, How Do They Afford That? This week's episode is all about what to do if you happen to have a spare $1,000, looking at different investment options, whether savings is a good idea, paying off debt, all that kind of thing. I'll put a link in today's show notes. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.